Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 99 The Game. Welcome back to the experience. Phone lines are open. My boy Sonny is over there on the other side of the glass. I don't typically get into the Kia Studios in this chair when there's a whole lot of daylight outside. So Midtown from this angle looks a whole lot different. Sundays are bustling in Midtown. People everywhere dressed like they're going to church, but I know that's not what you're doing. Cars everywhere, little scooters zipping in and out of traffic, trying to get themselves hit by cars. Cars completely ignoring the little scooters. Anywho, so I've got an admission to make. And, you know, I know that there's people that work at this radio station probably listening now. I've got friends. I've got the show that I produce Monday through Friday, the Steakhouse and the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. They are all guilty of this. And I'm talking about catchphrases. When they catch fire, I guess, they just tend to get overused. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because there's a catchphrase that's so overused right now that it's starting to get on my nerves. But the catchphrase does actually make sense. It's just when you are just so saturated with people saying it that it just gets on my nerves when I hear it. All right? And I'm talking about giving someone their flowers. This is a new statement. And if I'm it has to have been less than like a month, maybe a little bit more. I don't know. But it's caught on very recently. And look, you want to give somebody their due. You want to acknowledge them, as Roman Reigns would put it. There you go, Sonny. It's just, it's used so frequently now when you want to acknowledge somebody or give them their due, that it's starting to get on my nerves because everybody on every show uses it. But what do I want to do right now? Why am I bringing this up? Because I want to give someone their flowers. I would rather say, though, that I want to acknowledge them, as our tribal chief would say. Most of you out there probably have no idea who Kelly Lynch is, but let me ask you a question real fast. Have you ever sitting at your home watched on TV or listened to on the radio a no-hitter or a perfect game for that matter? It could be anything simply amazing for that matter as well. My daughter Olivia and I sat down after our softball game yesterday afternoon. That was slightly demoralizing, probably only to me. I try to keep his kids' spirits, and they didn't look. They didn't notice that they just got no hit. I hope they didn't even care because it's softball, and you know how that is. It's on to the next. You know, we went up a good team, a buzzsaw, if you would. Kelly Lynch is a pitcher for the Louisiana State University Lady Tigers softball team, who are doing very well this season, ranked 6th in the country. The baseball team can't say so much coming off a national championship. They're not even ranked right now. So we watch as much softball as possible because my daughter's a pitcher. I want her to learn. You can learn so much. And I'm a coach. I enjoy watching softball on TV. So that's what we did yesterday afternoon. We watch LSU and Auburn. Softball also, if you're a fan. Uh-oh. Siri thinks that I'm talking to her for some reason. You know that happens. If you're a softball fan, it's a joy to watch. But she can watch these pitchers, and she can emulate them, and she can learn more stuff than I can teach her because I played baseball my entire life. Never played slow-pitch softball or never played fast-pitch softball. So where did I learn how to teach her how to pitch? By watching the girls that really play slow-pitch softball or fast-pitch softball. Kelly Lynch is a pitcher for the Louisiana State University Lady Tigers. No hit. The University of Auburn Tigers, War Eagles, whatever they're called in softball. I honestly have no idea. The LSU Tigers win 2-0. Kelly Lynch has 9 Ks in 7 innings. Most NCAA softball games only go 7 innings. She did have 3 walks. It wasn't a perfect game. But we sat there and we watched it, and it was a pure joy. Now, of course, she's playing roadblocks at the same time, and I have to tell her, look up every time there's a great play, or look up every time that Kelly strikes somebody out with an awesome pitch, because Kelly's delivery and my daughter's delivery are very much the same. So just have to give some flowers. I just had to acknowledge Kelly Lynch and LSU for throwing a no-hitter yesterday. Now, what she did yesterday, before we get to the most outstanding player at the University of Georgia, what she did yesterday may not be as cool as this next little story also about a softball player. All right. Jill Albiati became the first woman last weekend to play Division II softball and Division II baseball in the same day. So this is at Cal State San Marcos, Division II school. Cal State San Marcos has some pitcher injuries. They have 4 pitchers that are hurt. 3 of them are pitchers. The baseball team. So the baseball coach and the softball coach are sitting around talking one day, maybe having a brew, maybe just sitting there at school sharing stories, maybe just talking about stuff. So the baseball coach tells the softball coach, I've got all these injuries. They are close to, and they may still be doing this, they are close to having open tryouts where they are just wanting cats to walk on with eligibility. And look, if you can hurl a baseball, maybe we're going to put you out there. So Jill Albiati plays for the softball team already. She plays third base. Softball coach is like, hey, I got this girl that plays third base and she has a cannon. She's actually on the United States national team in baseball, if I'm not mistaken, as a third baseman. So they're like, oh, well, let's give her a shot. So the way that last Saturday worked out for Jill Albiati, she played in a softball game in the morning, early afternoon. The team, not her, won a game in dramatic fashion with a walk-off grand slam. Then Jill, the sophomore, switched out of her softball jersey, walked over to the baseball field, got in the bullpen, okay? She got in late in the game. She faced Seven hitters. She allowed two runs, three hits, one walk, closed out the inning that she came in. She wasn't done. She just pitched an inning in an NCAA Division II baseball game. She changed outfits again, back into her softball uniform, and then went and played game two of a doubleheader for Cal State softball team. She went 2-for-6, and the softball team won 4-2. That's a pretty cool story, you know. Anywho, back to the lecture at hand. The most outstanding player at the University of Georgia right now. Let's start with Carson Beck. Last season, to refresh your memory, 3,941 yards, 24 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. He was third in Division I in passing yards. Numbers 1 and 2, if I'm not mistaken, or no. And then he was a Heisman candidate. All right? The two guys up at the top as far as passing in Division I yesterday, if I'm not or last year, if I'm not mistaken, both moved on to the NFL draft. So did last year's Heisman winner, Jaden Daniels. Caleb Williams and Drake May were the other two quarterbacks. So now it appears that Carson Beck is kind of in the driver's seat to win the Heisman this year. He is one of the favorites, if not the favorite. Pretty good player. All right? I'm having this conversation with Abe Gordon, who we sit side by side on most days for the midday show with Andy and Randy. Abe's the executive producer of that outstanding radio program. I was talking to Abe about this after last Saturday, because I'm going to get to that in a minute, or Thursday rather. I'm like, wow, is Carson Beck the best player at UGA right now? And he's like, I don't know. I think it's Christopher Morales Williams. I'm like, wow, well, go ahead and let me know who Christopher Morales Williams is. Christopher Morales Williams, earlier in the season, at the SEC qualifiers, if I'm not mistaken, he runs the 400 meter. He ran the 400 meter in 44.49 seconds. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a world record, or at least it should have been, but because of a starting block issue or malfunction or whatever, I didn't read a whole lot into it to get the details, it is now an unofficial world record. So he does not actually have that title if you go look in the Guinness Book of World Records. Now, I put him on this list because my good friend Abe Gordon requested that he be in the conversation, and I think that he does deserve to be. Now, he did finish, if I'm not mistaken, at the SEC track meets or whatever, like 7th. But if you hold or unofficially hold a world record in anything and you're still at the school, you probably should be in the conversation. Look, there's a lot of people that still want to talk about the football team because there are a lot of players on UGA's football team right now that they think should be in this conversation as well. But that's not the reason why I want to do this. I took the most popular player, the Heisman favorite, and now I've got a world record, should be, holder for the 400 meter at 44.49 seconds. That sucks. But, you know, he has a positive attitude about the whole thing, as we try to want our athletes to have positive attitudes about things. He's like, oh, well, I still know that it's the fastest time that anybody's ever ran that, and he's 100% correct. So, Christopher Morales Williams in the conversation. Enter Charlie Condon into the conversation. Now, for whatever reason, college baseball especially, doesn't get a whole lot of talk in sports radio. It'll be mentioned from time to time, typically when somebody does something great. You probably won't hear of UGA's baseball team being mentioned until they do something like win the SEC or even do something great in the SEC. But this kid deserves to be talked about. Sophomore. Third year at the school. Redshirt freshman. This is his sophomore season. Let's rewind to last year. First team All-American. Freshman hitter of the year. Freshman All-American. Led the SEC with an .800 slugging percentage and second in the nation, or second among freshmen. No, second in the SEC with a .386 batting average behind Dylan Cruz, who went number two overall to the Washington Nationals this past summer, who hit .426. That was Charlie Condon's freshman season. This season, through 36 games, Charlie Condon is hitting .482, which is not even leading NCAA, not even leading Division I. If I'm not mistaken, he's third. But he's got 24 home runs through 36 games. He's got a 1.109 slugging percentage. So every time this kid comes to the plate, to break down slugging percentage to you, every time this kid comes to the plate, he is averaging over a base per at-bat is what slugging percentage is. That way it shows you who the sluggers are, the ones that hit for extra base hits and home runs and yada, yada, yada. He's got a .586 on-base percentage. 60% of his at-bats, he is on base. He has a 1.695 OPS. That's just nutty if you follow analytics in baseball. On-base percentage plus slugging. So now we take the sluggers, but we don't want to leave out the guys that walk a lot, because there are a lot of sluggers that walk a lot too. Your true hitters, your true, I know where the strike zone is, I'm going to get on base with whatever I have to do. Those are your high OPS guys. Your sluggers that don't strike out a lot. 1.69 OPS. The Division I record for home runs in a season, that's Pete Incaviglia. He did it in 1985. It's 48 home runs. That's through 75 games. All right? Most of you know how NCAA or college sports work. If your team goes into the playoffs, makes a nice long run, it's the same way in football, the records count for those games too. So 75 games. College teams typically play around 60 to 70 games. Pete Incaviglia hit 48 home runs in 1985. I'm pretty sure it was Pete Incaviglia. Charlie Condon's got 24 home runs through 36 games. So he has the opportunity to play 30 more games for UGA. And if he stays at this rate, we'll tie that record if he plays 36 more games. Now, the unfortunate part for UGA is they got some work to do. They're not even ranked right now, which really sucks. But if they at least make some kind of run, you know, you have to make it into the tournament first. The tournament set up with regionals, super regionals, all this stuff and the other. I could take a whole 10-minute segment describing how that works to you. They have to start making some noise. The unfortunate part for UGA is they give up a whole lot of runs. They don't have a great pitching staff. Apologies if I'm hurting anybody's feelings on UGA's baseball team, but they're not ranked. Look, my Tigers aren't ranked either, and they won the national championship last year. So Charlie Condon's not going to get a whole lot of help from his team if he wants to make a run at either the single-season batting average record or the single-season home run record. But I'll be damned if he's not fun to watch. Last Thursday, he went 4-for-4 with two home runs in a 15-10. It's not a blowout because the rotation, the pitching staff gave up 10 runs. It was a back-and-forth game, lots of fun to watch. He ended up being walked with runners on. He got the Barry Bonds treatment just because he was roasting this team that they played on Thursday. I forget who it was. Doesn't even matter. That's normal for this kid. That's every other game he's doing something like this. Anywho, polls up on Twitter at 929 The Game. Who's the most outstanding player at the University of Georgia right now? My vote's in. I say it's Charlie Condon. Sorry, Carson Beck. We'll see how it plays out. I gave it a 3-hour time span. You got to the end of the show, 9 o'clock. Here with you for 2 hours plus one segment. Day-Day Lewis going to join me in the next segment. We're going to talk a little bit of WrestleMania. I'm also going to pick Day-Day's brain on youth sports because he has youths that did great stuff over the weekend, but I want to get his opinion on the whole how much are we overworking our kids these days. It's Bo Johnson Experience. We're back in about 5 minutes. You're listening on Sports Radio, 99 The Game, and the Odyssey app.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com.
Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.